This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the Rasul alayhi afdalu salatu wa atammu taslim came to a nation and his immediate students are the Ashab. Like they had the good fortune. They had the good fortune to call the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their companion. أَيُّ شَرَفٍ بَعْدَ هَذَا. The Shaykh is here, the Ahl al-Fadl here. You know, amidst the circle of Shuyukh, the boast is Sanad. You know, who's your Shaykh? And then who's his Shaykh? And from that you trace where you are from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And theirs was, that's the Sanad there, the Rasul. Do you see? No, straight from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And don't think that this is a light concept. I speak with evidence. Just having the fortune of having laid eyes on the Prophet with Iman sets you on a league that no one else will be able to reach the dust on your feet. ولا أقولها دغدغة يعني بدليل. So the Rasul says عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم يغزو فئام من الناس. There will come a time a group of people will be in a campaign. There will be a conflict, a confrontation, an expedition, a battle. And this side will be against this side, as in the Muslim will be against his adversary, whoever that is at the time. And then this will continue in stalemate. No one's winning. Deadlock. So someone will say, أَفِيكُم مَّن رَأَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Sheikh knows the language, you see. Some of the others will know. It doesn't say anything else. It says, أَفِيكُم مَّن رَأَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Is there someone here that has laid eyes on the Prophet? So a person will say, I am a Sahabi. I saw the Prophet. So the Rasul says, Allah will give victory to the expedition because amidst them exists one that has laid eyes upon me. Do you see maqam? And then, ثُمَّ يَغْزُو فِئَامٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. A generation will go, a generation will come, and then there will be another conflict, and then deadlock, and then it's not going anywhere. So someone will say, أَفِيكُم مَّن رَأَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَفِي لَفْظٍ أَفِيكُم مَّن صَاحَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Is there someone here that has seen someone that saw the Prophet? Not the Prophet direct. Have you seen someone that saw, as in have you seen a Sahabi? So someone will say, I'm a tabi'i. I had the honor of laying eyes on a sahabi. The hadith says, Allah will grant victory to the expedition because amidst you existed one that laid eyes upon one who laid eyes upon me. So when I say, they reached a level where no one else would reach the dust on their feet, bidaleel. The Prophet says in another hadith, عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم, لا تصبوا أصحابي. Listen, don't grow the courage to insult my companions. لا تصبوا أصحابي فوالذي نفسي بيده. Don't grow the courage to insult my companions, for the one in whose hand is my life. If you were to give the mountain of Uhud in gold and sadaqah, and my companion were to give a handful of date and sadaqah, your mountain would not compare to the dates in his hand. Established. My brothers, you hear these hadith and it's nice. Think about it. You have been to Medina. You have seen Uhud. Uhud is not a rock. Uhud is not a hill. Uhud is a mountain. Like I say this to you with due respect, you will struggle to give a gold rock in sadaqah. Like if you have a goal this big, you'll struggle giving it in sadaqah. So forget about that. The Rasul says, if Uhud were to turn to gold, and you had the heart to say, go to the path of Allah, sadaqah, Allah says, the Rasul says, that mountain of yours will not equal to a handful of dates that the Sahaba give. Understand? So we learn deen from their lives, because they are the direct students of the Rasul.